Okay, Don, pop quiz. What did the Earth need to become habitable?
That's not too hard, Yael. Let's see. It needed to be close to a star, but not too close. It needed water, a rocky surface, an atmosphere. Am I missing something?
Something pretty important. A magnetic field.
What did that do?
Scientists think it protected the early Earth's atmosphere from the sun, which was a lot more violent when the Earth was still forming. For a model of exactly how violent, scientists look to Kappa Ceti, a star that's a lot like our sun, but younger. It's about 400 to 600 million years old, which is about how old our sun was when life first appeared on Earth.
So, what's Kappa Ceti like?
Very magnetically active, which is normal for stars its age. It has star spots all over its surface, like sunspots on our sun, just larger and more of them. And it propels plasma into space on stellar winds that are 50 times as strong as the solar wind coming from our sun. When modeling the effect of a wind that's strong on a young Earth, scientists found that the Earth's protected region, called the magnetosphere, would be one-third to one-half as big as it is today. Less protection, but enough to keep the atmosphere intact.
So what would have happened if the Earth didn't have a magnetic field?
Well, we can look at Mars as an example of that. Without a magnetic field, it changed from a planet with briny oceans to the cold desert that it is today.
Tough luck, Mars.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.